In this exercise, I want to suggest that first of all, you make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. And I want you to scan your life and your current situation and see if there are any major stuck places or difficulties that you are struggling with and would like to understand more deeply. Possibly one of the examples given is similar to an issue that you have today. So just select some issue of stuckness or difficulty or pain or discomfort that you know in your life. And just recall a recent time when that came up for you, a situation that brought it to its head, where you felt uncomfortable, inadequate, angry, sad, depressed, whatever the major feeling was that it brought up. Find yourself in this place, maybe quite recently, maybe a while ago. Just remember what happens to you. Who are you with? What's the situation that's provoked these feelings? Just recall the different elements and the people you are with, or possibly something you read or see or hear about that brings these feelings so strongly to mind. What are you feeling in your body at this moment? Where are these feelings? Are they in your chest, your belly, your pelvis, arms, legs, maybe your eyes, maybe some part of your face or jaw? Notice those feelings, how they are in your body. Take a breath. Just let that feeling move a little bit. Particularly notice if you have been holding your breath. You can let it go now. What thought comes to you in this situation? A strong thought? A critical thought? Angry thought? Hopeless thought? Just try to be conscious of exactly what thought is with you at this moment. See if you can put it fully into words. However unpleasant or awkward those words sound, however childish, whatever they are, these are your feelings. It might be a phrase like, "It's not fair," or "Why does this happen to me?" Or, "I feel embarrassed. They're all looking at me." Or, "I've done something bad." Or, "I want to get out of here." See if you can identify your thought that goes with this strong feeling. When you found words, just repeat them to yourself a few times. Let this phrase take you deeply into your unconscious mind, taking you through that doorway to another lifetime where you felt this thought, had this strong feeling. Keep repeating it. Let it take you across time into another life, a different body, but a similar situation. Keep repeating it and feel or see where you go. Allow any image or fragment just to come to mind. Don't edit it. Don't judge it. Just follow it. See where it takes you. Keep repeating the phrase. Going back into your store of past life memories. Maybe you find yourself in a scene with certain kinds of people where you have this strong feeling, this strong thought. Look down at your feet. See how you are dressed. What kind of clothes you have on. Notice those around you, if you're with people. How are they dressed? More importantly, how are they behaving? What are they doing? Perhaps you're not directly in the presence of people. If not, where are you? What are you doing? What other thoughts are in your mind? In this situation, in this place that has such a strong charge for you. What do you do? Is there some way you become stuck? Is there no way out of this situation? Possibly it's impossible or inappropriate to express what you feel. If that is the case, notice how you hold these feelings in. Notice any impulses you have to react, to run away, to fight, to say something, but impulses that you can't act upon. As you notice these blocked or held impulses, feel in your body how you hold yourself back. And now, even though you don't see the full outcome of the story, ask yourself, what would I like to do? What would I do if I could in this situation? Simply imagine the response you would like to give, the feelings you would like to release. Even if it wasn't possible in this situation, let them express themselves now. Feel that sadness, if it is sadness. Feel that anger, if it is anger. Put more words to it. Imagine yourself telling those people, whoever it is, exactly what you think. Feel your body, how it wants to move. What would it like to do? Does it want to run? Does it want to punch? Fight? Struggle? Imagine it can do all those things. You're imagining an alternative response to an old, stuck situation. Bring it to its completion in some way. Find some power in yourself, if you feel powerless. Find the ability to speak, if you find it difficult to react. You can change these images and bring this to a different conclusion. Perhaps a quite long exchange needs to happen between you and those you are involved with. See where you go with it. Knowing all the time that these are memories that you are reworking in your consciousness that can no longer affect you today. This is an old story that needs finishing in some way. Old feelings that need to be expressed. Give them permission. It's time to release them, to let them go. Don't feel badly. Above all, if there is danger or violence in your images, remind yourself that it is safe today. We're simply releasing residues. These people can no longer hurt you or affect you. They're actually long gone. This is an old movie playing, and you're in charge of it now. You can end it any way you want, to your own satisfaction. So bring it to your own conclusion. Everyone will find their own way to complete it. Perhaps when you've said or done what you need to do, you may feel differently now about the other protagonists in your drama. Perhaps different energy flows between you. Perhaps different energy is now moving in your body. Let that happen. Breathe into it. Bring that part of you that was frozen fully alive. Take your time. And when this session is finished, maybe find some paper to write down your thoughts and feelings. Or if you're inclined to draw, draw a picture of what came and sit with it. But above all, know that it is over and finished.